Simen Shinta Zion Seif Yud. This Seif really is a Chazor and a Ashlome to what we learn in Seif Zion and in Seif Tes. And in Seif Yud, different parts of this Halacha come out, and this is a Ashlome. We'll try to put all of it together, and Be'ezus Hashem will have in Siyata Dishmaya. So we'll see the Seif inside. Seif Yud, Kol Chaya Veremesh, Shem Noishchim Umemisim Vadai. They kill, Pikuach Nefesh. Neherogim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to kill them. Afilu ein rotsim achov, even if they're not running after him to bite him, you're allowed to kill him. It's a safik pikuach, it's a pikuach nefesh. It could bite someone else. Ushar amazikim kigoy nachash, snake ve'akrov, b'mokim she'ein memisim, if they're not killing, or for sure not bevadai. Im rotsim achov mutal lehorgim, you're allowed to kill them. V'im lav also, and if not, you're not allowed to kill them, but. Aval mutar ledosam lefitumo, he's allowed to step on them and kill them by the way when he's walking. Ve'afilu b'miskaven, even if he has an intention and a kavana to kill them when he's walking on them. Elo shemare atzmo kiilu ein a miskaven, he shows that he's not a miskaven. Now, this halacha has two ways how to learn this halacha. Is lefi shita sarambam and lefi da halacha what we pasken. The Rambam shita is that melocha shein tzricha legufo in Shabbos is chayev deiraisa. So the Mishneh Berurah is mashma that lefi the Rambam, the way to learn the Shulchan Aruch will be the follows. In chayos that are memisim bevadai is a pikuach nefesh deiraisa, allowed to kill them, even that it's a melocha deiraisa. But if it's not memis bevadai, but it's a sofik pikuach nefesh, so berotzim achrov you're allowed to kill. Be'ein rotzim achrov, you're not allowed to kill them because it's not a pikuach nefesh. That's a sofer pikuach nefesh and they're not running after him. But even so, you're allowed to kill them lefituma. And here the Biur Halacha is niskash. I understand the first part that be pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to kill. Sofer pikuach nefesh, if they're running after you, it's a bigger chance. If they're not running after you, it's a smaller chance. So why are you allowed to kill them belefituma? If it's not pikuach nefesh, don't kill them. And if it is a pikuach nefesh, kill them lehedya. Not so clear what is the answer. But this what is clear is, the Mishneh Berurah speaks out, that if the Rambam, that Arige is melocha deiraisa, you for sure have to say that memisim bevada you're allowed to, but be'eino memisim doesn't mean for sure not. Because if it's for sure not, there's no way to kill them, even berotzim achrov. So obviously you will have to learn that memisim bevada you're allowed to kill them. Memisim besofek, berotzim achrov you're allowed to. Be'ein rotzim achrov, it's then they were not matter to kill. And here we have to add in Moisif from another part. In Seif Zion we learned that benochash ve'akrov, that lefi de Rambam melochash yitzri legufo is chayev, even so you're allowed to make a tzeda, even be'ein rotzim achrov. And even when it's not dangerous and there's no pikuach nefesh, there is no mention of a pikuach nefesh, even so you're allowed to do the yotzeida. Why are you allowed to do the yotzeida? It's a melocha shein tzricha legufa. The Mishneh Berurah explained in Sifkot Nechov Zayin that the Rambam has a chidush in tzeida. That it's called misasik and it's not called tzeida. The chefetz of tzeida is to try to get the animal towards you, to have it. Here you'd prefer that the animal will not be in the world. You misasik belarchika imeilov. It's not even a melocha. So tzeda you'll be allowed to do even when it's no pikuach nefesh at all. But neshichosom, neshicho kosho, you're allowed to do it. So lefi the Rambam, this will be the Seder Advorim. Seif Zayin, neshichosom kosho, you're allowed to do tzeda, not arige. Seif Yud, pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to do arige. Sofe pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to do arige, berotzim achrov, be'ein rotzim achrov loy, only lefi tumoy, but tzeda you're allowed to do. What if it's ein neshichosom kosho? You're allowed to do tzeder or not? Not mentioned. Mishneh Berurah tainis mistomenat. They were not matir. Only the parish when it's on gufo, then they were matir. But in parish when it's on gufo, they were matir the tzeder, not because of melocha shein tzricha legufo only, but for the Rambam because it's ein b'mino nitzat. But we don't have a raya if the Rambam will be matir be'enech shichosei kosher to do tzeder. Even you could have said, what is the difference, lefi the Rambam, really? If it's not a melocha, it's not a melocha, but could be a geyser. And what is ein shechosem kosho? A mosquito, a fly, a bee, we saw machlek is praising his manenu. Rabshom Zalman says it's not called neshechosem kosho. Some want to say that it is. Kitzur Yilchus Shabbos wants to say that it is. Mursfori wants to say that it is. They say Bishem Rav Nissim Karelitz that it is. This is the way you learn the sugya lefi the Rambam. And lefi them, for sure, and all of these animals, if you could do tzedah, and you don't have to do arige, for sure do tzedah, if it's not me'akiv the pikuach nefesh. Because in tzedah it's not a melocha de'raisa, and arige is a melocha de'raisa. This is the way if we'll learn this halocha lefi shitas Rambam. Ledidan, the melocha she'nitzicha legufa is not a melocha de'raisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says we learn the sugya different. B'memisim you're allowed to do arige, for sure, pikuach nefesh. Even melocha de'raisa you're allowed to do. Be'einam memisim, you're allowed to do really arige. Why? Because neshichos from kosher, they were matir, even when there's no chash pikuach nefesh. But be'ein rotzim achov, they didn't want to be matir. They didn't want to be matir. But even so, we learn in Tziv Zayin that Tzedah is allowed to. Why Tzedah is allowed to? It's a melocha shein tzricha leguf. So why arige is not allowed to? And here's the question. This is the question that Tila Le David and the Rashman Rishonim are aiming at it. Why in Tziv Zayin, b'ein shichosam kosho, and they're not hoireg and they're not rotzim achov, you're allowed to do tzeda, but you're not allowed to do ariga. And here you're allowed to do ariga, at least when they're running after you. And if they're matter to do tzeda, why do they not matter to do ariga? And more from that, b'ein rotzim achov, you're not allowed to do ariga, you're allowed to do tzeda. We also found the same chiluk in Parush. Parush is even not neshichosam kosher, so they were not matir ariga, and they were not matir ariga there. But if it's on your body and biting you, you're allowed to do tzeid and you're not allowed to do ariga. But there we saw the chiluk, because tzeid was ein b'minoy nitzoid, so it's another reason that they were matir it. Masha'en get ariga, yichayim melocha dei reises, so even if it's melocha tzri leguva, they were not matir it. But here we're asking in tzeid, there were matir tzeda and nochosh that is called milenitzah because nishichos in kosher. So why they were not matir ariga? So we'll have to say that tzeda looks less like a meloche from a ariga. This one we'll have to say. So the alochas will come the follows. When it's pekuach nefesh, everything is mutter. When it's not pekuach nefesh, berotzim achrov ariga is mutter. Be'ein rotzim achrov ariga is also. Or betzeda they were matir. If it's not neshichosim kosher, like a mosquito, they will not matter, not say they're not a riga. Chutz from parish, when it's on gufoi, they will matter say them, it's not ein v'mino nitzay. And here will be the question. So let's feed them that say there is much easier from a riga. So berotzi machov, or b'mahalach lefi tumoi. And he has the option to do tzeda or to do a riga. L'chura, what would be better, to do tzeda? Because we see that tzeda there were matter in more cases. And the Mishnah Berurah b'shem del Yorah b'mashmah is the same. And this is a little bit question. This is not so clear. What is the difference? I understand the difference why tzeda there were matter more by Yitzhar Legufa v'mariga. It looks less like a melocha maybe. It looks a little bit misasik like the Rambam. But why del Yorah b'mashmah that when you could do tzeda ariga b'rotzi machov or b'lefituma is no difference. Why is no aloha that we have to prefer to do tzeda? And on that, I don't have a clear answer. We'll see that the Mishnah Berurah inside. So again, we're going and see if Yud, Kol chayav v'remes shem noishchim u'memisim bevadai, ne'erogim b'shabes, you're allowed to kill them. Even the not rotzim achov. Shal mazikim, nochosh v'akro, b'mokim shem memisim bevadai, maybe not memisim at all, im rotzim achov, you're allowed to kill them. And if not, you're not allowed to, but lefituma, you're allowed to. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside, see if Kotman Mandalit. Shem gen kelev shoyte v'chai gavne. Achov afilu borchim lefonov, even they're running away from you, you're allowed to kill them. Im rotzim. Nedas harambam, demechai b'melocha shein tzricho legufo, tzorich lehma da'ochikam. We'll have to learn the Shulchan Aruch the following way. Shein memisim vadai elo hu sofik pikuach nefesh. This is the reason b'rotzim achov, de'ikich shasakon te'yo allowed to. Miu ledidan desvir lehmelocha shein tzricho legufo medarabon anu da'asire. Av shein sofik pikuach nefesh klar, shorim ishum tzare, na'alme, kedei shelo yuzak. ודווקא אילו בכל כאי גבנה, שמזיקים הם בטיבון, ונשיחוסם נשיחו יקצס, אלו שאין דרגו לאומיס, בזה עמוק. מה שאין כן פרוש דלאיל בכל הרמוסים קטנים, דאף על ידי הקיצוסם אסנה צער כולי אי, באני אוסו לאורגון, אב שהם מויקצים, אלו יבריחם מאולוב. אלו יבריחם מאולוב. And we saw a beast, מחלקת פייסק זמננו. לדוסם הוא הדין שקויף עליהם מסקלי. And here the question is, why it say it's not better? If it's less also. I saw maybe to say that Mishnah Berurah only said it And lehalach kedarkoi, that doesn't look like a melocha, it's equal to tzeda. But instead of when the normal case, when rotim achov, when you can do tzeda, for sure you have to prefer to do tzeda for mariga. Efsha. Sivkot memchez, afilu b'miskam melocha shetzirah legufoi. V'ochi kshemazigim afum derabonon legozru. Kshenorgum lehedye. Elo shiyore. לפי הרוי, שירוי, לפי הרוי, כאילו אינו מסכוון, שלא יאמרו זה נויית הנשום בשבת ומסכוון לא יוידו לחלק. I saw someone is clearing a shayla, if no one is in the room, he's allowed to kill it להדיו, he has to do מהלך כדרכוי. If it's like one of these דרבונות, that they asked it אפילו בחדר חדורים, or it's only מצד הרוי, when there's no one there, you're allowed to kill it. Omnam, nemolim ants, b'shar shkotzim v'chamosim, afu l'dar chiluchim osu l'dorsom. Because they're not mazikim. Osu l'orge b'shabes shmeim ishikurim shampin. V'af sh'omu ha'olam shu sakonek sh'nefil b'maichol, mikol mokoim lo yibori yazeike. V'gam yochol l'chasis ha'macholim, l'chen yishlim chiz b'yodom. V'kol shingan desh li'izom el arik sh'arimosim v'taloyim ha'nimtsoim b'peiris. So you're not allowed to kill ants b'kedarkom. It's very interesting. You're allowed to kill a parish b'kedarkoi? Doesn't say mefurash here. Doesn't say. The way we learned was no heter of kedarkoi. Why the Mishnah Berurah says not to kill ants kedarkoi? Even mazikim, that ain't a shichosum kosho, would be the aloha not to kill him kedarkoi. A little bit mashmoy is that maybe you'd be allowed to kill them kedarkoi. Any idea? We're speaking about ants. I want to mention from the Sefer Orchei Shabbos, Perek Yudalet, Siv Chavov, Chavzayin, Tu Alochas, and Anagia Lemaise. Ha'oilech Baderech, a person is walking in the way, Shemitsuyas Beinemolim, normally his ants there. Tzor Lizor Shele Lidre Salem Velahogam, to be careful not to step on them and not to kill them. And the Ore is Mitzayin, the Shuchonor Harav, and Simen Shinte Zayin, Siv Chavbeis. And he's asking why it's Einem Iskaven, it's not a Psikreshe. Maybe it's a Sofa Psikreshe, Lesheobar, he's down there, Mistaber, that not. Not so clear. Then Seif Chav Zayin, he carries on another aloche. Ha'oilech baderech, upoga benochil shenemolim. He met a whole group of ants. Bo'ifin shiyev shalei le'amshich b'li la'orga nemolim. There's no way to carry on walking without killing them. Tzorch le'aki v'leilech baderech acheres. V'im adobori eino yefshari re'eh ore. And if there's no way, he's mitzayin ayin ore. Not so clear what to do. The bottom, he tries to clarify if it's melocha sheyitzricha legufo, psikreishe, leinichalei, derabonon. Very hard, he's trying to find maybe some eterim, because it's really very hard what to do. But meikar hadin, it doesn't look that it's a eitz. It doesn't look that it's a eitz. So, the shaila is if it's not a kila achariyat. We spoke about flushing the toilet, the bathroom we spoke about, and the other shir. But here it's worse, could be, because could be it's not called kila achariyat. Because when you kill ants, you don't kill them, squeeze them with your hands, you step on them. So the arige here is the derech of the arige. It clears maybe a person will start to walk in a different way, if it will help to call it kilach riyad or not. So dover she'ino boru, what to do, lekatchile really to stop to go and to go backwards. We'll see the shechonor se'if yudalef. Se'if yudalef really didn't have to be in this semen. It's the derech agav. Now we learn and see if you dal hoylech kedarkoi, and here's also aloche hoylech kedarkoi, so the Shulchan Aruch put it together. See if you dalif. Lo yoshavshef beraglo v'roik al gabi karka. If it's a roik, a spit on the floor, not to rub it, mishum demash v'gumais, he will come to straighten the floor. Avol muta ledosa lefitumai, shein miskavel lemareach v'leash v'gumais. He steps on it when he's walking, even if it's a little bit, he rubs it, but not too much. Because he didn't go specially to do it for that, so Chazal will not go. So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. And here, Bederech Agav, is a couple interesting halachas for the Meloche of Memareach. Sivkot Memtes. Al Gabi Karka, Al Gabi Ritzbo. Floors, tiles, what we have today. Tale Beplukta, the Simen Shinla Medzayin, Siv Geiz Gabi Kibud Abayiz Mursu Ayansham. Even that, Eino Merutzef is only a Gzeire Sheyashvi Gumois, it's not called Gzeire, Gzeire, Kulechod a Gzeire. Even Al Gabi Ritzpo. a big chumre. But the truth is, when you see in Shin Lamed Zayin, see, based on the Mishnah Berurah there, he says, but if kol bate oir merutzofim, or roiv bate oir merutzofim, it's mutter. The Sharatzion says, when kol bate oir merutzofim, for sure it's mutter. So lechua today is no problem. Interesting, why the Mishnah Berurah here didn't mention it? So in the Mishnah Halacha, maybe a very interesting point. He says that in houses, there we speak about sweeping the house. So we say that if kol bate oir merutzofim, you could be makel. Because we're not going there or to different cities. But to rub a spit, you do it also in the street. So you have to have the whole city merutzif. Time of the Mishnah Berurah, the cities were not merutzif. But today could be a tzmuter because we have the asplet. All the streets are considered merutzif. When people walk, roiv rube is merutzif. The algabi sapsel on a bench, the kula al meshori to rub it. Why? The leishayich bezeh ashvir gumis. Now, the Mishmur goes back in Karka. Umishum ni meruach guf elekelef meisa, yigim emareach deroik. So, lesher meruach elef meisa, is a dobal gabi chaveiru, vikavanos ish is mareach, aber kan roit ish yen nivla. It's not called memareach. Now, gade memele kelema telefon memareach, hu vikil emeich Hashem ha-yishka, vikha vimiyash vigumis, kmo shekosa besimen shin beis, hoche shori mishum miyuste. Here you're allowed to do it because it's most. שורי משום מיוסטה, אף על גב שבישה דרס על הרוק, מוצוי שמשפשף גם כן מעט, אבל על כל פנים התירו משום מיוסטה, דה ומאטר. כיוון למשפשף הינו והינו, לא היה בפסיק רישה, he doesn't do it rubbing back and forth. ודווקא כשהוא הילך בדרך הילוכוי. So then he allowed to rub it here and there, but not too strong. אף שהוא מסכב על לידרס על הרוק, אבל אינו מסכב על המערכוי. אבל עושו לילך למוקם הרוק כדי לידרס עלו, וזה... אין ניקו לפי תומוי. אלא ילך ויציג רגלי, only to step. ויזה של ישב שכלל, three מדרגס, a little bit, it's not a problem, if it's לפי תומוי. To step, you're allowed to go and step. וזה מותר בכל גוון. כוסו במגן אברום, הועידן אין ארד די, זה לקד הקופית ברוק משום יוסטה, צריך להיזור של ישום שפשוק שדרס עליו. אם לפי תומוי, just יניח רגלי על הרוק. ובליכו, but the phlegm, היועץ מן הפה ומן החויסם from the nose, ועדה איקי מיוסטה ושור לדורכי לפי תומוי. ובסכנסת אפילו ברויק שור לדרס לפי תומוי. וואי? תנהגים בקובד כדי לאל בסימן צדיק. ונראה דה אפילו בבייסי שהוא מרוצפין לאחמי ברויק יויסם ובליכו. This is even when is a gzeira or to shar boti העיר. But ברויק, even that בזמן הזה, not so most, you could be matir. So anyway, in our days, everything is מרוצף is no gzeira. ותאריך הדבורים, the Mishnah Berurah spoke out, why is no ממרח ברויק? The Shmuel says, what is the Shaykhis? B'mareach is when he wants to make a layer. He wants it to be swallowed inside. It's not Shaykh the B'mareach. So this brings us to a big Shaila to put on creams in Shabbos. I want to read from the Shmir Shabbos. He's very melakit very nicely, this whole Indian. And Perek Lamed Gimel, and the new one, Seif Yud Gimel, he brings down the Aloche. If someone has a cut, he's allowed to put some polydin. But he's not allowed to rub, limroyach, to smear, no cream. And he explains in the Aoris HaMachdalet, Mishum Yisru Memareach. Bring down from the Sefer Das Teiro. And they bring down that the Das Teiro wants to say that B'shtuchoyosh Yesh B'sakon, you're allowed to put on cream. Why? From this Mishnah Berurah by us. That when he wants to be Mavliya, it's not Memareach. And the Shaila is, we learn in Simen, Shilchot Zayin, Sif Kodin Te Zayin, someone puts cream, shoe polish, not the liquid one, the cream, and the olah b'mishcha dechai mishum b'mareach. And there he wants, I'm not saying the liquid is allowed to, I just said that we're speaking about the mishcha. There he wants it to go into the oir, into the material, to the leather of the shoe. And we see that it's a b'mareach. So he brings down, that some wanted a mechalek, that there, he wants, by us, he wants the roik to disappear. He would prefer if it would never be here. So it's not a memareach. And the shoe polish that he's putting in the shoe and he's smearing on the shoe, he wants it to go in to make the leather better. Another svara, he wants it to shine, so he wants something to stay on top. Masheng here wants everything to go inside, for sure. From this, Karali says, if he wants a layer to stay on top and to be smooth and covering it, for sure it could be, it's called memareach. He brings down different shittas. The Ma'aseh, the Chazon Ish, And Orachaim Simon and Beis, if gotten to Zion Asers, he just says just to throw it on. Shevet Alevi also Asers, he brings down the Svar from Shem Zalman, maybe to be Matir. For sure, the Maisa, the Poiskim are not Matir. Poiskim are not Matir. If you have to do it with a Goy, then you will have to know what to do. But to put it on for sure, you're allowed. Then there's another little ori I saw in the Mishneh Be'aloche. He wants to say, and safsol. The Mishneh Berurah speaks about safsol. What would be if a person has a bench and he has some phlegm, doesn't have a tissue, so he wants to spread it in the bottom of a bench in Shabbos. So it's Mashem Mishneh Berurah, there's no problem. He wants to say, maybe only the heter is when it's really nivla. But when there's a bench that is premica, it can't be nivla. It just will spread a very big layer, and like this, it will dry. Could be his memareach. This is when the Mishnah Aloch is mistapek. His netiyah is that it's not called memareach. I'll read from inside. Chuy musafso shel Yishayah she nivla ve Yishayah lem asher roitza she nivla osu. Om yishu da kavona de nichel yoitza she nivla ve lachen ein ze shem memareach. This is what he's mistapek here. It's like a very interesting shayla.